My guest today is Laura Feltz, Executive Director of the United Tenants in Albany, New York. Welcome, Laura.
Thank you for having me.
So we're in day 96 of the coronavirus pandemic. How's United Tenants been working during this time? You know, did you have to make any changes? Are you open to the public? Is the hotline still accessible?
So we did modify the way that we're providing services to folks. Everybody can access us through our hotline. We're not providing in-person services, particularly walk-ins, so that we can manage traffic and make sure that we're not creating unsafe spaces with too much crowding. So folks can call our hotline, which is 518-436-8997, and press 3 and leave a message, and we'll call folks back as quickly as we can. And where folks do need appointments, we have the capacity to meet with people in person and schedule something, and we have a safe space where PPE is available for people.
Has the number and the type of calls changed since the pandemic started?
Yeah, so we had a period of time where calls actually went down, and which was surprising for us, but then they immediately spiked and we've been having a much higher volume of calls consistently, probably for about 2 months, and had really an unprecedented number of calls coming in. We're having folks call about issues that normally we didn't see so frequently, so illegal lockouts, landlords shutting off utilities in an attempt to force tenants out. And we think that this is because of the eviction moratorium and landlords wanting to take matters into their own hands to displace folks when they don't have capacity to do so through court. And then lots and lots of calls from people trapped in unsafe housing conditions, and those calls sort of being escalated in a way because people really need to be sheltered in place and staying in place. And so people are enduring unsafe housing conditions to a greater degree. And then lots of folks calling who've lost income and who are unable to access benefits to get their income put back in place.
Does United Tenants coordinate any of these, you know, potential, like these folks could be potentially homeless? Do you folks coordinate, or are you able to help folks with some of these repairs?
Yes, we're very deeply ingrained in the community to coordinate services for people depending on what their needs are. So we're really well connected with homeless service providers. We have a close connection to HADIS when people need to access emergency shelters. We work with the Department of Buildings and Regulatory Compliance. We had a number of emergency code cases that we were able to get addressed throughout the pandemic through our relationship with code enforcement and making sure people can access the services that they need. And there is still, currently, there's a mechanism for tenants to file emergency cases if the repair issues are really bad and code enforcement is not able to resolve the issue. There is a route for tenants to bring an action in court through an emergency process.
When August comes around and the so-called eviction moratorium is going to be ending right now, as of today in New York State, are you folks are going to have a presence with the, do you have like a court advocate or?
So yes, to answer your question, we do still have our court advocacy services. We have for close to 30 years now. Our court advocate is doing some coordination and outreach to get volunteers to bolster the service a little bit and to hopefully have a greater presence in court in anticipation that there's going to be a lot of hearings and a lot of folks who need help. And we're really hopeful that that we could potentially bring on a second court advocate. So I'm doing some fund development around that to see if we can build up that service a little bit more to be able to meet the need. And then in addition to that, I think if we want to talk a little bit about the eviction moratorium, because there's a lot of confusion around it and there's a lot of different orders that have been issued at various levels.
Yeah, please do, because I understand, you know, there's the federal eviction, the state eviction, and it can be very confusing.
The first thing that we saw was an order come out from OCA that suspended eviction proceedings until further notice. And so that stopped.
What's OCA?
That's the Office of Court Administration. That's the state level where all the courts are in New York State are managed. So the first thing that we saw happen was an order from OCA that caused all these active cases in mid-March to get adjourned out for 45 days, and now they're sort of up in the sky waiting to be put back on a calendar across the state, those active evictions. And that also stopped judges from issuing warrants and moving forward on eviction proceedings that were active. After that, we saw the first New York State executive order that stopped all eviction proceedings. Really what it did was it stopped the execution and issuance of warrants of eviction until June 20th, no matter what the case was for. What we're seeing is a really disjointed, haphazard reopening of courts and some issuance of additional orders at the level of judicial district, where the eviction moratoriums are being interpreted district-wide, so in a way that's sort of broken up around the state. And so we had one district, the 4th Judicial District, where we have our areas of like Schenectady, Saratoga, Plattsburgh. There was an interpretation of the eviction moratorium, the second executive order that extended things out until August 20th. That judicial district interpreted that to actually apply to all cases for their local town court. So they're actually not going to hear any cases until August 20th, although it's not like the order was very clearly written that way. It hasn't largely been interpreted that way as far as I've heard, and we haven't seen anything similar come out of our judicial district in Albany, in the Albany area. We're really seeing a lot of different things all across the state, and it's not just one interpretation or one clear order that everybody's following.
So what would you like to see happen?
I think it would be great if we could see one unified order come out of OCA that very clearly interprets what we've seen come out of the executive orders to extend protections to all tenants facing eviction out through August 20th. I think we need to look at these orders and see which one takes us out the longest and which one gives the most protections. And we need to extend that out to everyone so that there's not confusion case to case, and so that people aren't being denied rights just based on the fact that they don't understand them or that there's a misunderstanding about them at some level that they're interfacing with.
Do you think that it would be helpful to have additional court advocates to help tenants? Because just like you're saying, it's just confusing on your end, and here you're an advocacy organization. I can imagine the confusion for the tenants, and where's their support? Right.
Exactly. So we already have one court advocate who attends court with between 300 and 400 people every year. And that's when things were quote unquote normal. And that was in a court where we saw just around 5,000 eviction proceedings filed every year. So even when things were not in the sort of crisis mode, we weren't reaching as many people as we would have liked to. And we had one person really taking on quite a bit. So we really are hopeful that we can build out the service to reach more people.
So maybe some of this, CARES funding and dealing with COVID could recommend talking to our local leaders to get more funding for United Tenants to help these folks. So we have to kind of wrap it up here. Do you want to talk about what you're mentioning, like you need volunteers to help the court advocates? Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, sure. Thank you. So we issued a sort of a listing on Paladin through the New York State Bar Association, which is a really easy way for people to get connected to us if they would like to engage with us in our court advocacy service. We can utilize people with relevant backgrounds and interests. People don't need to be attorneys. Our court advocate, she uniquely has a JD, but historically our court advocate has not been an attorney, and she's not acting as an attorney in her capacity. So it's a flexible service where we can utilize people who have the interest in the energy and the time. And so going through Paladin and NYSBA is a great way to connect with us. We'll also be partnering with the Albany Law School to engage some law students in the courthouse to help with outreach and intake. We are desperately in need of volunteers for our housing hotline always. And a great way to reach out to us about that is at our info email, info@unitedtenantsalbany.org, or folks can engage with us on our website at utalbany.org. And we're really hopeful that folks can get involved with us and help us meet the need.
Absolutely. Well, I thank you, Laura, for your time today, and stay safe. And this is Michelle Masurgeon for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.